This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
9:20 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana Shaoning and Philip. Let's get a quick update of how the bursa is looking like.
Still in the red, the FBM KLCI is hovering 1,600 at this current moment, down 0.26%.
All right, and if we take a look at what's in store for the Malaysian equity space, because if we look back to March, the KLCI fell 1.3% on month in March due to profit-taking concerns over trade sanctions against Russia.
However, this was offset by the strongest foreign buying since January 2018, mostly happening after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, indicating Malaysia as a safe haven. And while the market had in the past posted positive returns in April, we could be looking at a potential profit margin squeeze for corporates due to rising raw material prices, minimum wage and utilities costs.
For some thoughts on the markets, we have with us Ivy Ng, Head of Research for CGS-CIMB. Ivy, good morning. Thanks for joining us today. Let's take a look forward. And typically, based on FBM KLCI historical data, April is a positive month. What are the events that perhaps will be positive catalysts for the market?
Yep. Okay, morning. So for April, we are of the view that potential driver could be continued foreign funds inflow, which could boost the liquidity in the domestic equity market. So just to put things in perspective, in the first 8 days of April, we saw foreign fund inflow of about $500 million. And in the month of March, we have about $3.3 billion of foreign fund inflows. But if you're looking at fundamental catalysts to drive the market, we think one of them could be a theme on the recovery in consumer spending. This could be driven by one of ETF withdrawal scheme of 10,000 ringgit per member. This will be effective 1st April. And then going into May, we could see a hike in minimum wage of about 25%. 2,500 per month, this could come into effect 1st May. We also see that commodity prices are very strong, especially palm oil. So that could benefit smallholders in the rural areas. So that could also boost consumer spending. And then, of course, we have the reopening of borders on the 1st of April. That could also help to revive consumer spending in the country. For corporate point of view, corporate earnings point of view, we see 1st quarter 22 corporate earnings to be driven by the better commodity price and stronger sales for corporate in general, driven by higher utilization rate due to the lifting of the lockdown measures from a year ago.
Now, however, at the same time, the fallout from the Ukraine war continues. We see a rise in energy, raw material and labor costs. Will this imply a margin squeeze in the coming quarters? And do you think this will negatively impact earnings growth for 2022 then?
I think for some companies, we'll see some of that potential impact in terms of margin squeeze from higher commodity price. But our observation is that some companies have already started to pass on the higher cost to consumer. And I think in the coming weeks and months, we could see a further increase in selling price for some corporate as well, because since the Russia-Ukraine war, which happened in late February, some companies have seen an escalating increase in their raw material costs. So some of the companies we met are saying that they will look to improve efficiency via higher utilization rate or higher economies of scale to try and lower their cost of production so that they don't have to pass on the full impact of the increasing raw material costs.
Your report also highlighted that foreign investors posted its highest monthly net buy since January 2018, with a value of 3.3 billion ringgit in March. And with 65% taking place after Russia invaded Ukraine on 24th Feb, is Malaysia a safe haven market and why?
Yeah, I think Malaysia, to some extent, there are certain sectors that benefit from the higher commodity prices, which happened after Russia invaded Ukraine. So some of those industry or sectors that will benefit from the higher commodity price are your plantation companies through higher palm oil prices. We also have Petronas Chemical, one of the big cap in the KLCI, benefiting from higher crude oil price, and Press Metal, which is also in the KLCI, benefiting from higher aluminium prices. So to some extent, some of the foreign investors are attracted to some of these companies. that will be seen as a short-term beneficiary from the war between Russia and Ukraine.
Meanwhile, what's the investment strategy that you're advocating, considering that you have a year-end KLCI target of 1,622 points?
Yeah, we are advocating investors to be nimble and to rotate into thematic sectors. You can see that throughout, I think so far this year, you've seen thematic plays. So, for example, airport and tourism related sectors could do well in this month and perhaps next month due to the reopening of the international borders. And I think when the cabinet announced the MRT3 projects, we saw construction sector did quite well. So those would be some of the thematic. And I think we would advise investors to watch out on some of this thematic.
So Ivy, what are your top picks for Malaysia and why?
Okay, so if you're looking at just the top three picks for Malaysia, currently we have Hong Leong Bank, which we think will benefit from the OPR rate hike, which we are projecting in second half of this year. So that would be one of our top picks. Second one would be Malaysia Airports. And this is on the back of the reopening of international borders. And the third one would be Petronas Chemical. We see that as a beneficiary of the high commodity prices, in particular, the high crude oil price.
I mean, since we have you on the line and you also cover agribusiness for the region, we saw CPO prices rocket to above 6,000 ringgit per metric ton. Is that sustainable? And what are your top picks?
Our view is that if you're looking at the 6,000 ringgit level for CPO price, we don't think it's sustainable in the medium to long term, because we do see that farmers are likely to raise their planting around the world to try and capture the high price. And part of the reason why the prices are so high today is partly due to adverse weather impacting some of the major planting area last year. So we don't see that being repeated this year. So that could also lead to higher supply. And also the labor shortages issue affecting Malaysian planters, we think that it could potentially be partially elevated perhaps, you know, by second half of this year. So that should allow Malaysian planters to raise productivity and raise their supply for palm oil perhaps later part of this year. And the last part, of course, we take a view that, you know, perhaps in the medium to long term, there could be a potential ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine. So that would help release some of the sonar supply that are currently stuck in Ukraine. And also increase export supply from Russia if the trade sanctions been lifted and so forth. So over the medium to long term, we don't think this high price will be sustainable if all these factors that I've just mentioned, you know, happen.
Ivy, thanks very much for speaking to us. That was Ivy Ng, Head of Research for CGSCIMB, giving us her take on the outlook for the Malaysian equity space in light of all the geopolitical and economic pressures taking place.
Yeah, but her top picks, Hong Leong Bank, Malaysian Airports and Petronas Chemical. Interesting names there, though.
All right. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.